Hello, this is Pat Carrington, and I thought it would be helpful if I led you in some EFT choices along the lines of Andy Hunt's article, in which he suggests that if our aim is to be healed and become whole again, then we need to find a way of uncovering and working with the feelings that we have hidden away out of our own sight. He points out that one way of doing this is to use the feelings or ways of being that we aspire to as an indirect means of identifying the parts of ourselves we want to disown or ignore. It's a roundabout way. It's interesting, though, because we're going to do it now. I'm going to lead you through that. I'll show you how it works. Now, what I want you to do first is to make a list of all the values and feelings that you think of right now that are important to you. And you'll need a paper and a pencil or pen to do this. So if you don't have them, please pause this audio and get them right now. Now, I'll give you an example of some feelings that may be important to you, but they don't cover every feeling, obviously, and you may want to pause the audio again and give yourself time to write down some things that are especially important to you, which I may not have listed here. Now, here are some examples of what I mean. You may want, aspire to, wish to, experience a feeling of peace, or love, or compassion, or integrity, or kindness, or tolerance, or generosity, or enthusiasm, or appreciation, or gratitude, or joy. And now pause the recording to add any other positive feelings that you'd like to add to this list, and then start the recording again. Now I'm going to ask you to work through the list, writing down what you perceive to be the opposite of each feeling or way of being that you listed, the opposite of the desirable feeling. So I'm going to give you some examples, and you can copy these down. And so I'm going to go slowly, and if you need to, just pause the recording. Now, for example, the opposite of love might be hate. I suppose there's some other opposites you could think of, but the ordinary one would be hate. Opposite of compassion, ill will. Opposite of integrity is dishonesty. The opposite of kindness is cruelty. The opposite of tolerance can be intolerance. The opposite of generosity can be selfishness. The opposite of peace is war or a wish to fight. The opposite of enthusiasm is indifference. The opposite of appreciation is often greed. The opposite of gratitude is resentment. The opposite of joy is misery. So now work your way through the rest of the list. Again, pause the audio to do this, where this is interactive, so we have to pause from time to time. Now, when you've created this list, you may find that it's also a list of things that you dislike in others. It's instructive to go through this list again to see if these negative qualities that you listed are traits you particularly dislike in other people. It's very interesting to find this out, and it's not unusual to have that happen at all. And now for the uncomfortable bit. Finding out if you have parts of yourself that embody these negative emotions. We all like to think of ourselves as so good, but we each have a shadow side, and that's human, and that's part of what is called duality and opposites. For each of the shadow items on your list, the negative items, say out loud a negative sentence that goes like this. You're going to test yourself to see if the sentence rings true. And if it does, put a check mark beside it. So first thing you say, something in me feels hate. And notice whether it seems to be true of you at any time. You wouldn't go around feeling hate all the time, I don't think. But you might and probably will at certain times, even if it's hate for a computer or an insect. You probably feel a sense akin to hate and wish to destroy that thing. That's human. Now say to yourself out loud, something in me feels or is dishonest. And see whether you've ever had that thought about yourself. You don't have to think of yourself as a dishonest person, but have you ever had that thought of, oh, gee, that's not really honest what I'm saying or doing? Now say to yourself, and if that's true, put a check. Now, something in me is cruel. And notice whether you have ever had a moment when you suddenly found that you were being cruel and seemed to want to be. Just, you may have checked yourself right away, but I'm talking about an impulse, feeling. You may not have acted it out at all, or you may have in your dreams. And some people claim that they may have in past lifetimes. Whatever your concept, whatever your belief system, check it if you feel this has ever been true of you. So, next sentence, say out loud, something in me is intolerant. And notice whether you ever felt intolerant. You may think of yourself as a very tolerant person, and you may be, preponderantly, but have you ever felt intolerant about any group or person? And now say, something in me is selfish. Have you ever had that thought about yourself? Have you ever blamed yourself for feeling selfish? Have you ever wondered whether you were being selfish and been afraid that you might be? Put a check mark if you have. See, what we're doing is we're identifying things that everybody feels. And they don't want to say they do because we're all trying to be so good. So something in me, now the next thing to say, something in me wants to battle rather than settle a certain issue peacefully. Does that sound familiar? The sudden need not to settle something, but to go right on battling. It's a very common experience and impulse. Now say, something in me is indifferent. Have you ever found yourself being uncaring about what someone else feels at that moment? You may be a very caring person, but at that moment, you may have just opted out, and I don't care what they feel, that kind of feeling. Something in me is greedy. Have you ever recognized a feeling of greed in yourself? It could even be towards food. Something in me is resentful. Have you ever felt really resentful about something or someone and you couldn't get it out of your mind? You just felt resentment and it kept coming back and coming back. If so, give it a check. Something in me feels miserable and is kind of reveling in the misery. Did you ever feel that way? Now go back and notice how many of the sentences in this last list, this list of negative traits, that you placed a check mark next to. It probably was quite a few. For a lot of people, it's all of them. And now that you may have found some of these negative traits in part of yourself, what are you going to do about this? Well, the first step is to compassionately accept that some parts of you do feel or think in these negative ways. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means that you are a human being who experiences human emotions like all the rest of us. The parts that are feeling or thinking or acting in these ways were probably formed a long time ago, maybe when you were a small child. And at the time, they were the best available responses to challenging situations, usually in our childhood, when we didn't have great resources for solving things. Could it be that, in spite of our deepest wishes and best efforts, we sometimes feel hateful, unkind, or that we feel at times even brutal or selfish or intolerant. If we're trying to be a good person, then it certainly can be uncomfortable to admit or even notice that we might have some of these impulses. What may be happening to us is that we spend so much time noticing and trying to live up to the good parts of ourselves that we just can't bring ourselves to notice what has been pushed away into the darkness. If you like to think of yourself as kind, for example, and most of us do, what do you do with the part of you that at times wants to be just hurt? Somebody, something. If you want to be an understanding person, what do you do with the part of you that can be intolerant or impatient? Now, actually, some of these responses were unacceptable for the people around us as we grew up, and they may have been pushed down out of sight because of this. And at the same time, their opposites, the good impulses, may have been held in high regard by the people around us, so that we may have focused on presenting the positive side of us to others. I'm pretty sure we all did some of that. We wanted to please. We wanted to be rewarded. We wanted to be loved. And in this way, the selfish impulses may have been suppressed for a more favorable generosity, and so on. Well, that's all very well, and it's part of becoming civilized. But the problem arises when you've adopted critical attitudes inside yourself toward these negative feelings as you grow up, and now you find that you have strong emotions or judgments arising in you for having these parts of yourself. Now the next step, and it's an EFT step, is for you to work with these disowned parts of yourself to release or transform the thoughts and emotions that are difficult for you. And one way of working with these parts is to use what Andy Hunt calls something in me tapping, which gives you a starting point for tapping on these disowned parts of yourself and thereby neutralizing them and making them far less difficult in any way. And here's how it goes. The tapping process uses phrases such as, even though something in me, and then you fill in the negative part that you don't like admitting. So, it goes, even though something in me feels, and now put that negative part in that you don't like, I deeply and completely accept this part of me. And you use that for the setup phrase. And you use the phrase, something in me feels, and then you fill it in with the negative part of you, as the reminder phrase when you tap each acupoint as you go around. And here's an example of what you might do just with one of these issues. Even though something in me feels hate, I deeply and completely accept that part of me, as the setup phrase. And then you'd go around to the different spots saying, something in me feels hate. And then at the outer eye, something in me feels hate. Under eye, something in me feels hate, as your reminder phrase at each spot. Or if you used another negative impulse, I'll give you another example. You might say, even though something in me is cruel, I deeply and completely accept that part of me, as your setup phrase. And then something in me is cruel, as a reminder phrase. Remember, it's only something in you that feels hate, or whatever negative emotion you're addressing. It's not all of you. Remember that. We have different parts, different sides to us. So let's do that with the different phrases we were working with here. I'm going to start with tapping for something in me feels. Now let's do that, starting with the karate chop spot. You're going to say, and I'm going to stop and let you repeat after me, even though something in me is cruel, I deeply and completely accept that part of me. And we're going to do it three times. Even though something in me is cruel, I deeply and completely accept that part of me. That doesn't mean you have to act it out and be cruel. You're accepting an impulse. And the third time, even though something in me is cruel, I deeply and completely accept that part of me. Okay, now we go around and say at each tapping point, something in me is cruel, as the reminder phrase. Or you can use little variations on that. And here's I'm going to lead you now in the whole circle. Inner eyebrow, something in me is cruel. Outer eye, something in me can be cruel. Under eye, something in me can sometimes be cruel, even to someone I love. Under nose, something in me can actually be cruel at times. Under mouth, something in me can be cruel. Collarbone, there's something in me that can be cruel. Underarm, something in me can be cruel. Top of head, there's something in me that can be cruel. I just led you in it, but how do you go about doing this when you're by yourself? Well, you start by taking your intensity rating at what we call baseline. That's before you've done the tapping. And then say out loud the reminder phrase. Something in me feels hate or skin. Give yourself a rating on a 10-point scale as to how upset that phrase makes you feel when you say it. Okay? And write that down. And now start tapping in the way I told you to before. You may want to consult a transcript of this method in order to catch the exact words, or you may want to follow this tape along again if you get the replay. And you keep tapping now until that part of you is somehow accepted. It doesn't feel so terrible at all anymore. You know that you have it under control. You're not going to want to act it out, but you're not horrified that you ever feel that way. You allow that. Remember to tap on any sense of judgment or ill will to this part of you. There's no point in being at war with yourself. And remember, that part was doing the best it could at the time it was formed, probably very early. And remember that you don't have to in any way be ruled by that part. You're still the boss of your own actions, even though you're no longer condemning yourself for feeling that way. Don't have to condemn yourself. You just know that you're the boss. When you do this kind of tapping, you may find that certain memories or other thoughts or feelings come to mind. And if they do, add these to the tapping mix and process them all, returning to the original reminder phrase to check your progress. So if you get an uneasy feeling, you tap on that feeling and then you go back to the regular tapping. So you keep catching problems as they arise. We're not going to do that now, but when you're tapping alone, pause this part of the recording, if you're following the recording, and take time to tap on some of these uncomfortable thoughts or feelings. It can be so helpful. Now, with the help of the tapping, the part of you that responded negatively may be sufficiently healed now so that you automatically find new and more positive ways of responding to the situations it used to find challenging. That's a fascinating outcome. You've accepted the feeling is okay. You just got it under control outwardly, but you're not feeling terrible about it. Well, you may find it begins to fade in its power because you're not fighting it. Anything you fight gains strength. When you don't fight it, you yield the way you yield in karate or Tai Chi or any of the martial arts. You take away the power of the enemy. Okay, there's several benefits to using this process. You're going to have less negative emotions to deal with. As your distress about having these parts is diminished, your overall level of emotional suffering is going to reduce. You're not afraid that somebody's going to find out something. You don't have to tense up. The second benefit, rather than spending time disowning and disconnecting from these unpleasant aspects of yourself, you can learn to accept them and bring them back into the greater whole. It's a wonderful feeling, and you're going to be surprised, actually. And the third benefit, changing the negative ways you respond. You're less likely to find yourself responding in those ways. Changing the negative ways you respond to certain parts of yourself and certain impulses, you're less likely to find yourself experiencing the impulses. Really interesting. What happens is that the part of you that was intolerant or cruel no longer needs to act in that way, and then you can respond more positively to many situations. You'll notice this happening. You're not being so hard on yourself, you're not being so hard on others and on life. The fourth benefit, the positive becomes more genuine. If you heal the part of you that's intolerant, for example, your genuine tolerance of others will become even more genuine. It's no longer something that has to be forced, even though you feel an underlying intolerance. It's genuine. It's hard to describe, but you're going to catch this. The clearer and more accepting we are of our own negative selves, the easier it will be to deal wisely and compassionately with everybody else's stuff. It just makes you more tolerant, compassionate, easier with people all around when you're easier with yourself. It always follows that way. It always follows that way. Now, just a word before we finish. This entire tapping sequence is very beneficial, and if you use it daily, you're going to begin to feel more at ease in general. You're going to feel more relaxed and less defensive. So I would certainly encourage you to do this often. If you're able to, replay this recording daily for a full 2 weeks, or more if you want. You're going to notice a real change if you do so, a change in the ease that you have with yourself. You'll probably have a lot less inner tension. You've no idea how much inner tension comes from trying to hide parts of ourselves that we don't like, and which we shouldn't be that afraid of once we've done the tapping on them. And an interesting thing is that you'll probably find yourself feeling much more at ease and more accepting of other people and their weak points, their imperfections. Well, that's a great feeling, and it makes for very good relationships. So I wish you well with this, and I think you're going to find it very relieving. Thanks, and we'll get together again soon.